Repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes do see.
My eyes do see.
My ears do hear.
My ears do hear.
And my spirit does perceive.
My spirit does perceive.
What you're about to say.
What you're about to say.
To my neighbor.
To me.
And to me.
Caught me there for a second.
Yeah, it's got to be both.
Yep.
Why? Because there are times when we just don't comprehend what God is up to. And He will not leave us in suspense forever. There's a season to be in suspense, but there's also a season for the disciples to understand what God is up to. So I heard this morning Luke 11. So we're going to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. We're going to be looking at verse 33. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl. Instead, he puts it on a stand, or its stand, so that those who come in may see the light. Your eyes, or your eye, is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are bad, your body is also full of darkness. So it is when that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light, and no part of it dark, it will be completely lighted, as when the light of a lamp shines on you. Earlier, when I was preparing to release communion, and I heard my mouth say that Jesus radiated the light of the Father on the mountain. And that's our future. I wanted you to be aware that persecution, you think you know. But when that day comes, when this kind of presence is radiating out of the sons of God, it's going to produce all kinds of reactions. About a year ago when we went to listen to Rick Joyner, not too long before that, he had shared that several hours when he was taken into the heavens, he was so overwhelmed by the presence of the Lord that when he came back to himself and tried to come into his home, that his wife said, "Something happened to you." However, he didn't realize what had happened to him. But the light had been turned on. The next day, he went off, I think he said, to Walmart. And as he's walking into Walmart, people are falling on the floor on both sides of him, literally under the power of God. So he's watching the first few, but it created what? A nightmare. Now, you wouldn't think that God would say, "I'm going to send my sons out into this dark world and create a nightmare," would you? But just Think about what would happen tomorrow morning. If the visitor came tonight and filled you with his light, and tomorrow morning you show up for work or your place of...
Come on now, I'd love it.
Oh, you wouldn't like the results.
Oh, yes, I would, I think.
I'm trying to get you to realize you would have an awful lot of explaining to do. Okay? I could just see Peggy walking downtown Thorndike and they're just falling. Poof, poof, poof. Okay? I mean, I can see the 911 calls coming in on the phones of her street. Yeah. Don't let anybody kid you, Linda. Wouldn't be any different on your Chicopee Street.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? Think about it. So we're saying, oh, I'm all ready. Oh, go ahead, fill me with your light, Lord. You're going to have to be prepared to respond. When the cops show up and say you are now an irritation, maybe you better go home. And you say, oh, I'm going to the hospital. I've got a few friends that I need to set free. And the ER room goes nuts. Are you ready? See, you've got to be prepared emotionally, physically, and be able to respond with dignity, without accusations, and without condemnation. And I don't know if we're ready. I'd like to say yes. And then God will put up with the balance. But I don't think that's what he wants. I think he wants us prepared for all things. Okay? I do believe that when our Savior showed up to visit with the disciples after his resurrection, and he went through the walls and visited, you know, he was shaking up the believers. He wasn't shaking up the city. Yeah? So about 5 weeks ago, just like very similar to this morning, I had no message in my heart. And the Holy Spirit told me to go and to teach about entering into the city with Jesus being placed on a donkey. And I was pressed when I brought the machinery to Tom to have a CD made of that particular word. And he's made it very clear to me. Are the saints ready to enter the city, being recognized for the ones that they have set free? Because the disciples that were with Jesus that day were the ones that had received their young resurrected from the dead. It was the girls and Lazarus. Let's face it, death had been conquered already in their family. All of their neighborhood would have been so excited to enter Jerusalem. And the Holy Spirit said the whole message is prophetic. Now, I don't normally advertise that, but I was pressed this morning again as I'm driving in. He said, that whole message, the entrance into the city of Jerusalem, is prophetic. And I said, oh. See, at the moment that you're prophesying, you're not always aware that you're prophesying. Mm-hmm. When you're full of light and the light irritates the darkness, you sometimes see the fruit, but sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the healing that takes place may take days later, and those people say, gee, I wonder, I don't feel like I used to. And it was because of your grace and because of your light within you that exposed the darkness and pushed it away. Why? No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body, and when your eyes are good, your whole body is full of light. But when they are bad, your body is full of darkness. See to it, then, that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be completely lighted, as when a light on a lamp shines on you. When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisee, noticing that Jesus did not first wash before the meal, was surprised. Then the Lord said to him, now, then, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. And this whole morning has been on that subject. We are starting to see the greed and wickedness that's within us. And we're crying out for help from God to get rid of it. To get this container full of light. No artificial garbage. Amen? Again, this is read, so obviously our Savior's responding, you foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But gives what is inside the dish to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. But give what is inside the dish to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. So he wants them to be conscious and compassionate. Woe to you Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Woe to you Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogue and greetings in the marketplace. Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves, which men walk over without knowing it. One of the experts in the law answered him, teacher, when you say these things, you insult us also. So much for his grace, huh? So much for his compassion. He was straight to the point. Jesus replied, and you experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. Woe to you, because you build tombs for the prophets, and it was your forefathers who killed them. So you testify that you approve of what your forefathers did. They killed the prophets, and you build them tombs. Because of this, God, in his wisdom, said, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill, and others they will persecute. Therefore, this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that has been shed since the beginning of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be held responsible for all. Woe to you experts in the law, because you have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who are entering. When Jesus left there, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, waiting to catch him in something he might say, looking to prepare for his death. You know, I believe that the revival that the Holy Spirit is planning is going to outweigh every single brain in this country and in the countries abroad. I believe that God's plan is so out of the box for his salvation to come into our nation that I'm looking forward not for the Super Bowl,
amen,
but for the Jesus Bowl.
Amen. Amen.
I want to see every one of those stadiums worshiping and glorifying the God of heaven.
Come on, come on.
I want to see you sitting in front of your TV sets and saying, hey, the whole country's gone mad for Jesus. Amen. They're gone crazy for him. Instead of watching a ball, they'll be looking for deliverance.
Woo! Come on now. Yes.
They'll be looking for salvation and healing and recreation, yes, of those limbs that have been missing.
Amen.
That's what's coming. Are you ready to pay the price no matter what the persecution is? And if you aren't, cry out for grace. Because I truly believe none of us are ready. I truly believe none of us are really ready. We may say I'm ready and I want it, but in reality, the persecution is going to be outstanding. When you're watching the President of the United States being torn to pieces because he speaks the truth, and the mockery that's happening, that's a sample of telling you that the witches and the warlocks are not happy. And I'm not trying to go after them. That's not my point. I want them saved.
Amen.
I want them delivered. I want them set free. But I want them to see Jesus like inside of you and inside of me. So close your eyes right now.
Yeah.
Put your hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Expand the light.
Expand the light.
Expand it so.
Expand it so.
In such a way.
In such a way.
That all darkness.
That all darkness.
Is put on notice.
Put on notice.
Eviction notices are going.
Eviction notices are going.
Out of my mouth.
Out of my mouth.
Be gone.
Be gone.
All darkness.
All darkness.
All deception.
All deception.
All lies.
All lies.
All fear.
All fear.
Out that goes.
Out it goes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And let your light come in, Lord.
And let your light come in, Lord.
And let it radiate.
And let it radiate.
To set the captives free.
To set the captives free.
And let it start.
And let it start.
With me.
With me.
Yes, dear.
Many years ago, many years ago, many years ago.